Welcome
to 32C3. Congratulations. You have obtained access privileges to this community event. Gated communities are the leading model of our societies. We all have seen and experienced them before, from the outside. Communities that wouldn't let us in. Communities that wouldn't accept us as who we are. Communities that would exercise their power over us. But we have overcome. We didn't even mean to do so. We probably didn't even realize it at first. But when we built our own first gated communities, we came to enjoy their advantages. Insurmountable borders keep out what we don't know, and hence fear. Strong leaders and simple rules relieve us of the burden of thinking for ourselves. And we're shielded from the reverse side of our wealth, waste, and wastefulness. With all of us being the same, there's no inequality anymore, or is there? With all of us having the same opinions and beliefs, there's no dissent anymore, or is there?
And of course, we like living in communities. Living in a community is like living in one of those bottles. They contain perfect little worlds where everything fits together and everybody shares the same philosophy. And if you look outside, the bottle glass distorts your view. And what you see looks strange and might even scare you. So you decide to stay inside, where it's comfy and safe. And really, really boring. We need to break the safety glass. There's so much out there to discover. There are new adventures waiting for us, new challenges to be mastered together, and new experiences waiting to be made. This is what being a hacker, being a nerd, and being at Congress is about. To make new experiences, to start new challenges, and to learn something new.
So let us hereby release some steam from the density and narrowness of our bottles. And let us raise our glasses to the success of the chaos expansion strategy. The Chaos Mentors have been opening gates ever since 30C3. This year we have 42 mentors, and they're welcoming more than 200 mentees this year. And it's amazing. Check out one of the introductions that we got, and we got 200 of them, but we picked this one because we liked it very much.
So, I'm a 50-plus female. Not really. But, yes, stay young for that. So, I'm a 50-plus female, but ad networks keep categorizing me as a 25-year-old computer enthusiast. At least they're not offering any anti-age products.
And the beauty of the Chaos Mentoring Program is that most of the former mentees MDs are now mentors themselves. And I think in business that would be called exponential growth, and that's usually a good thing. So please welcome our Chaos Mentees. But our efforts for world domination are not limited to Congress. The CMS project reaches out to schools to indoctrinate newcomers and to recruit them as future hackers and freedom fighters. Thanks for their efforts. Speaking of freedom fighters, many of you are engaged in the Freifunk community. And I'm very happy to announce that the Freifunk community has equipped almost 100 refugee shelters with free wireless internet access. But what's all this infrastructure worth if it's not used to build sustainable structures of empowerment? And many of you maybe know the Refugees Emancipation Project, a team that builds internet cafes in refugee shelters and offers computer workshops for the people living there. For refugees, by refugees. And many of you have supported and donated to Refugees Emancipation. Thank you for that.
This summer was a special summer for a lot of us. It was the summer of the camp. We met in the middle of nowhere to explore unknown territories and live just for a few days in our own perfect little world. Some of you live this every day. In 27 local CCC chapters, all of you not only share the fruits of our work, but also the work itself. Of course, this is also true for Congress here. Over 1,000 angels supported this Congress in the last year. This year, I'm sure we will break this number. Angels are visitors like you and me. They volunteer to do all the jobs which need to be done to run Congress. They help you at the info desk, they operate the cameras, they serve you chung at the bar, and they even collect your empty tomato bottles. They do whatever needs to be done. Even up to this moment, angels already dedicated hundreds of hours of work to create this amazing state and this amazing space for us. And if things don't go well for once, maybe you have to wait in line. Always remember, at the end of the line, an angel is working, and he's working hard. They are doing this for fun and not for profit. So instead of complaining, take the chance and thank them for their amazing work. And you can always offer a helping hand. Or even better, become an angel yourself. And grab some shifts, because Congress is a community event. Do not come here to consume, but to contribute and to become a part of it. Just like a lot of people already are doing. This results in the Congress as we know it, with so much to explore. next to the amazing lecture program, which I think most of you have already noticed, there are assemblies where people from around the world come and show their projects. They invite you to play with their toys and to talk to them about what they have done. Also, there are workshops which cover all kinds of topics. Take part in one and learn something you haven't even heard of. Or offer one yourself. Everybody knows something or can do something others don't. Information about workshops and about Congress itself can be found online in the wiki.
If you catch the wiki while it's not down, create an offline backup, please. We're looking for one ourselves. With Congress being a community event, there's one thing that goes without saying. But I think I need to repeat it once more. Leave your damn business at home. I'm sure your startup is the next big thing, and there's a lot of fancy people to hire here, and there's a trade fair for your amazing business proposal every other week of the year, but this is not one of them.
Your business. This year we changed the gender-based binary concept of the bathrooms. The majority of them is simply for everybody. But of course, we also think about our minorities. So if you can't handle the new, more fuzzy logic concept, there's still gender-based bathrooms for you available over the conference area. Speaking of bathrooms, please wash your hands regularly. Viruses are a known threat to hacker conferences.
But not only viruses can bring you down. You are at an acute risk of resource extinction. So please follow the 6-2-1 principle. Get 6 hours of sleep, 2 proper meals, and 1 shower. And that is per day. You may have noticed this little logo that we have here with this fancy animation. And you've seen one before that had an even more fancy animation in it. And I know there's a couple of 3D printers around. So speaking of new challenges, I figured that might be one of them. Excellent to each other. Become a part and not a consumer of this event, and explore the things, people, and ideas you don't know yet.
Let us together approach the new adventures waiting for us. Let us together master new challenges, and let us together make new experiences we have not even dreamed of.